Hi, this is Jackson Fong, Student Ministries Pastor here at Community Church of Susanville. And just to let you know, you're listening to the first in a small series of audio devotionals. This is week one, based off the series The Me I Want to Be by a guy named John Ortberg. And what we're doing is we're just going to take some time. We're going to bring up an idea that he brought up, but then we're going to take some time to look at what Scripture says and how that might apply to our lives. So the goal is to try to keep these audio devotionals to be about 10 minutes long or a little less than that. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. In these audio devotionals, they're going to be 5 a week. That way, if you run short, it's not a big deal. And if you want to dig a little deeper, we'll include other passages for you to check out. So before we do anything else, why don't we pray, and we'll ask God to speak to us. So let's pray. Dear God, thanks for today. Thank you for this time together, and thank you for the person listening to this. I don't know what's going on in the person's life, but we thank you and praise you that you do. And so we ask that whether it be that we need encouragement or to be challenged or something else, we ask that you'd speak to us. So thanks, God. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to be looking at the idea of the me I pretend to be. And this is very simply the idea that so often in life we try to be either important or cool or smart or popular or whatever, when in reality maybe we're not. Or maybe we're just afraid we're not. So in either case, today we're going to be looking at the character of this guy named Gehazi. And this is taken from the passage of 2 Kings chapter 5. And I'm going to sum up the first part of the chapter so we can really kind of focus on the idea of who Gehazi is and what he's all about. In 2 Kings chapter 5, we start off with this guy named Naaman. And Naaman is this really powerful military figure. Unfortunately, this guy Naaman, he's got this disease. And so he struggles with this disease and is trying to figure out what to do. And the servant girl that's a part of his household brings up the idea, well, why don't you go check out this guy named Elisha? God works through him. So he does. And as he does, he's asked to do a couple things. He struggles some. But he ends up doing what he needs to do. And in the midst of that, God heals him. And in his excitement, he goes and he takes his group of people and they go rush back to Elisha. And they offer to give all these different gifts to Elisha. And Elisha says, thanks, but no thanks. It's really, this is God's thing. And so just, it's all good. And then that brings us to the story of Gehazi. And it starts off in verse 20. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said to himself, my master should not have let this Aramean get away without accepting any of his gifts. As surely as the Lord lives, I will chase after him and get something from him. So Gehazi set off after Naaman. Now, think about this. For I don't know about you, but a lot of times in my mind, I think, I need to do something. I need to, whether it be for God or for people or whatever, and I want to do stuff with the right intentions. And that's kind of what Gehazi's doing here. In his mind, he's got some things that he thinks he needs to do, so he does it. So he goes and runs off. Verse 21, so Gehazi set off after Naaman. When Naaman saw Gehazi running after him, he climbed down from his chariot and went to meet him. Is everything all right? Naaman asked. Yes, Gehazi said, but my master has sent me to tell you that two young prophets from the hill country of Ephraim have just arrived. He would like 75 pounds of silver and 2 sets of clothing to give them. By all means, take twice as much silver, Naaman insisted. He gave him 2 sets of clothing, tied up the money in 2 bags, sent 2 of his servants to carry the gifts for Gehazi. But when they arrived at the citadel, Gehazi took the gifts from the servants and sent the men back. Then he went and hid the gifts inside his house. When he went into his master, Elisha asked him, where have you been, Gehazi? I haven't been anywhere, he replied. But Elisha asked him, don't you realize that I was there in spirit when Naaman stepped down from his chariot to meet you? Is this the time to receive money and clothing, olive groves and vineyards, sheep and cattle, and male and female servants? Because you have done this, you and your descendants will suffer from Naaman's leprosy forever. When Gehazi left the room, he was covered with leprosy. His skin was white as snow. That's tough. The idea of having to suffer through so much for just trying to do something good, that seems kind of weird. But this is the thing about Gehazi. Gehazi, on one hand, you know, he wanted something good for his master. But it kind of flips around, because what he does is he lied. He lies. He lies about these two servants showing up. He lies about what he's going to do with it. He practices deception by sending the servants away. He lies again when Elisha asks him, where has he been? And in the truth, he really didn't want to give it to his master. He didn't really want to give it to his teacher, the person that you know, he was speaking for. Because what did he do? He hid it. And the truth is, for us in life, we say we want to do things for God, but sometimes we don't do the right things. In this instance, Gehazi had the opportunity just to sit and just to wait, but he got impatient. And sometimes we get impatient. And for Gehazi, not only was he impatient, but he went out of turn. And sometimes we do that with ourselves and God. What is it in your life that God wants you to have, but you're impatient for? Is there something that you really want to see happen in your life? Is there something that you really want to experience in life? Maybe you're just struggling with waiting. Take some time now. Why don't you ask God to take care of that for you? If there's something you're impatient about, if there's something you're stressed about, ask God to take that. Maybe it's a thing where you're struggling because you want to be something you're not. Or maybe that you're trying to be something because you think you have to. The crazy thing about this is Gehazi had a position of authority. He was Elisha's servant. He was the one that spoke for Elisha. But the thing was is that he didn't understand that. He didn't understand the power and authority that he was given. And when he did use it, he abused it. If you have a personal relationship with Christ, you have some power. You have some authority to speak on behalf of who God is. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's a powerful thing, and that's an amazing thing. You can be thankful for that. I just like to encourage you, check it out. Look a little deeper at this passage of 2 Kings chapter 5. Feel free to read through it. See, how did God work? What did God do? What does this tell us about who God is? If you need more, then there are other stories that you could check out to read a little more about this idea of what God is and what God has for us. And the fact is that if you have a relationship with God, you don't have to pretend to be anybody. But if you want to read more about people that struggle with that, you can read about Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. You can also read about Simeon in Acts chapter 8. Throughout the Bible, there are people that struggle with pretending to be something they're not. It's a beautiful thing that we don't have to be that. You don't have to pretend to be something you're not, because God already hooked you up with being amazing the way you are. Dear God, please be with the listener. Give this person an incredible day. Remind them that they have some amazing power and authority and some beautiful things in life. They don't have to pretend to be anything they're not. Bless them, God. And encourage and challenge and just remind them you love them. And we ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks.